Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. And so, good Lord, receive these tithes of your abundant goodness. Amen. Gracious Holy Father, you gave to mankind the 10 words, the great Decalogue. These words were not just commands laid out for us to obey, but they are words of life, that if we live by them, we and the world would be blessed. But who can live by them? Only those whom you have breathed your life-giving spirit into. Man on his own can never and will never be able to do this. For apart from you, we can do nothing. You have made us one with yourself, and you now live in us, and we who abide in you live in the power of these words. We who once lived apart from you and thought ourselves so strong and wise could never make these words our own. We who thought so highly of ourselves apart from you were shown to be less than nothing. But you have taken us nothings and made us somethings. You came and live in us every hour of every day. You walk through your world living in us, and your life in us changes us and the world. We are once weak and dead in our sins, have been raised by you. We now are your hands that work, your feet that walk, and your mouth that speaks. We now live in the blessing of these 10 words as examples to the world that you reign as king, and you bring with yourself either judgment or mercy. With all this in mind, we now come to you and lift our voices in prayer. Hear us, God of strength and might. We ask that as we meet for our annual business meeting, you would move us by your Spirit in the direction you desire. We look for your guidance and your leadership to move us forward into the future. May all that we do and say be laying a foundation for those who will follow after us. May Oakwood Bible Church prepare and make ready for all those whom you will call, thus making us ministers to you, and and of you to future generations. We pray for all the churches and all those who are working and giving their lives to the gospel. Lead and guide them as well. May your kingdom prosper and continue to grow. Father, we pray for the darkest parts of our world where Satan seems to hold such sway. We pray for all the peoples outside your kingdom, especially those trapped in false religions. Send work to these workers to these strongholds and demolish them. By your Spirit, breathe life into dead men. Put eye salve on those who are so convinced they are right and yet are so blinded by the so-called gods of this world. Bring revival to them, O great King. We pray for both judgment and mercy to be poured out in our nation. We who once claimed you as our Lord and King, but have become foolish, relying on our own strength, giving in to our most carnal and sinful desires, turning from you, we live in pride. Revival again is needed. Cast us not away. Gracious Father, look down upon this group of saints assembled here today. See those who are in pain and weakened or debilitated by illness or age. You have called each of us to this special pathway through the valley of the shadow of death. And yet you are with us. Your rod and your staff comfort us. We are not walking through these sufferings alone, but you are always with us. Today, as we partake of the bread and wine, they are physical reminders that you know exactly what it means to be broken. You know what a body racked with pain feels like, because you have experienced it and again are sharing in our pain. You are not separate from us. You are going through all these that we go through because you never leave us or forsake us. You, the great sufferer, are at work glorifying us. And in the midst of our suffering, we are examples of what a conqueror looks like. And on the other side of our current circumstances is an abundant, glorious life. We lift up specifically to you Joe Medio, who is suffering with illness today. And we again remind you of our brother Alan and ask for your strength to be his strength. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his stripes we are healed. Let us now arise and pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is proper and right to do so.
Truly it is good and right that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Holy Father, almighty and everlasting King, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who fulfilled his promise when he poured out the Holy Spirit upon the church.
And now by his Spirit's power, we also ascend to join the angels and all the company of heaven, and the whole church on earth in praising your glorious name.
Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth.
Christ be upon you as you are seated. Our Lord Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread and he gave thanks. Father God, our fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. But you have given us the true bread from heaven, that a man may eat of it and not die. Evermore, Lord, give us this bread. Amen. And when he had given thanks, he broke the bread and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me." And he took the cup and he gave thanks. Our Father, we thank you that as often as we eat this bread and drink this cup, we do show the Lord's death until he come. Amen. And he gave it to them, saying, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
Thank you.
bore his blood.
Almighty God, you provide the true bread from heaven, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Granted, we who have received the sacrament of his body and blood may abide in him and he in us, that we may be filled with the power of his endless life, now and forever. Amen. Give thee peace. Amen.